I have my niece Katie. She's coming down tomorrow to visit for the weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they come down every year for the Carolina Music Fest in Myrtle Beach. Her boyfriend's family has a condo there in Myrtle Beach, and they come down every year for it, and they spend a couple days with me. I love my niece. I'm so glad she's coming. I miss her dearly. We all always have a lot of fun when she comes down. But she texted me yesterday, and she said, "Uncle Mike, best idea ever. I'm going to go to Gino's Pizza and Spaghetti House. I'm going to order you two large 9-inch pizza breads." Mm. She says, "I know you just like the pepperoni and the cheese."
Mm-hmm.
"And I'm going to get you two orders of mozzarella cheese sticks." She says, "I'm going to get it on Wednesday night. Then I'm going to freeze it, put it in the freezer. And then when we get ready to leave on Thursday morning," because it's like an 8-hour drive, she's, "when we get ready to leave, I'm going to take the Geno's, I'm going to put it in the cooler for you and ice it down, and you can have it when you get down here."
When you travel with food, that's serious.
Right. And I was looking forward to her visit now, but whoa.
That sounds amazing.
Just hitting up my favorite restaurant. You know, growing up, Geno's was literally less than a half mile from my house. As a tubby child, I could very well have walked to it to eat.
Right.
Of course, I didn't. They offered delivery.
So you took up on the offer? You couldn't walk?
Right.
Wow.
My dad would say, "Why don't you run down to it and get your pick up your pizza?"
Nope.
No, Dad. They deliver. Who does that?
And they've been around since I was a kid anyway. I was so super excited before, but now I'm even more so, and I will not feel one bit guilty eating it in front of them. They're probably tired and sick of it, but when you move away and... No, I was 25 when I moved away.
Mm. All you think about.
When I go back there, that's the first rest. Mm. They know. Let's just go ahead and set up a family dinner at Gino's Pizza and Spaghetti House. So we asked our two girls and a guy fans, what food or restaurant do you miss from your hometown that you wish you could have delivered, that you wish they would build a franchise here for? Brooke had a couple, and I agree. The Mexican food in California, phenomenal.
Mauricio specifically. Of course, In-N-Out Burger, you have to have that when you go home to California. And there is another burger place called Country Boy that was about 20 minutes from my house that was amazing.
First of all, we can talk about White Castle. I bring cases back. I bring White Castle back for you guys, for family, for friends. People meet me at the airport. That's my absolute. As soon as I land in Jersey or Philly, that's the first place I hit up. So we know about
and
that.
And we thank you for that.
Yes, we do.
I love White Castle. You get it 24 hours a day. But there are two for me. First, it's Cat's Deli in Manhattan. We would drive to Manhattan. I've had it delivered to you guys before.
That was what was that, the pastrami?
Pastrami. Yeah, and they send the bread and the mustard and all that. Great sandwich. The thing I like about them, when you go... And they're making your sandwich.
Listen how amped up we get talking about food.
I know I'm hungry right now.
I know, I'm so passionate. They give, they'll shave off some for you, and they give you, a little sample. Normally when I go to the deli here at Publix, they'll say, "Would you like to taste this slice?" I'm like, "No." At Cat's Deli, you always say yes. It's so good and so tender. So that's the one we go to New York for. But there's this place in New Jersey. It's in West Orange. It is called Jimmy Buff's. And we would go there almost every Friday. The line would be out the door.
What'd they serve?
It's called an Italian hot dog or an Italian sausage or Italian cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. So what they do, they have this special kind of bread. The bread comes round, but they cut it in half.
Tuck talking with her hands. She's hitting the microphone.
I'm on their Facebook page right now.
She can't sit
Jimmy
still.
Jimmy Buffs, I want to look this
up. I'm rubbing up on their page. And they ship as well. They've gotten so big. They have 3 locations now. You would think I'm doing a commercial for them, but I am not.
Right. And tell them Tanya Brown sent you.
So they split the bread down the middle, and they fry these hot dogs, and they have onions and round potatoes and peppers, and they put, you can have ketchup or mustard on it, and it is just the best sandwich you could ever imagine.
Is it a sandwich or a hot dog?
It's both. It's a sandwich hot dog,
okay,
but it's big, so you can either get a double... Or
like two dogs.
Yeah, two dogs.
I'm looking at the pictures. I haven't been there, but
I feel like I have. You can either get a double or a single. The single is one, and the double is two of everything. And they just pile up the potatoes. And when it all marries together with the mustard and the ketchup, it's so good. To the point that I was Facebooking, messaging with them a couple of months ago. Shut up, Mike. And, because I had a question for
them. Most of us talk to old friends we haven't talked to from college or high school.
This was on
messages to their hometown restaurant.
This was on February 27th, actually. I said, "Do you guys still make that double Italian cheeseburger?" He says, absolutely. I said, I so miss you guys. I tried to explain to my co-hosts on my morning show, but they just don't get it. He said, maybe we should be on your morning show.
Oh, I said, we are
here in Charleston, South Carolina. I would love to have you on our show. He says, Charleston, here we come. I said, don't play with my emotions.
I love that Tanya's starting a relationship with the Jimmy Buffs guy.
Right.
He gave me a thumbs up.
Does Harry consider this cheating?
Right.
I'm like, I don't know.
She's so excited right now. She can't sit still.
Food was our happiness. You know how you said we didn't play? We might not have played, but we ate.
We ate good.
I can run down like 10 places off the top of my head.